This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Robin Kelly's in Chicago. Anthony Weiner wants back in New York. And Mitch McConnell claims somebody broke in and bugged his campaign office. It's Wednesday and time for
a Nixonian
edition of the Political Junkie.
There you go again.
When I hear your new ideas, I'm reminded of that ad. Where's the beef?
Extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice.
Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
Lipstick.
Oops.
But I'm the decider.
Every Wednesday, political junkie Ken Rudin joins us to review the week in politics. No drama, as Robin Kelly easily wins Jesse Jackson Jr.'s former seat in Illinois. Scott Brown considers a carpetbag move to New Hampshire. Mitch McConnell attacks the messenger after Mother Jones puts out an embarrassing leak tape. The Gang of Eight immigration bill may have to wait till next week, but two key senators reach a bipartisan deal on background checks. Updates on immigration and guns in a few minutes, plus later in the program, interfaith relationships. But first, political junkie Ken Rudin joins us as usual here in Studio 3A. And as usual, we begin with a trivia question. Welcome back from the beach.
Thank you. Speaking of interfaith relationships, hi, Neil.
Hi there.
Okay, yes. Well, anyway, you mentioned Scott Brown was talking about that he has not ruled out running for the Senate next year in New Hampshire against Democratic incumbent Gene Shaheen. Brown, of course, was a senator from Massachusetts until his defeat in 2012. The question is, who was the last member of Congress to serve in more than one state?
If you think you know the answer to this week's trivia question, the last member of Congress to serve in more than one state.
Not at the same time, of course.
Give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. The winner, of course, gets a free Political Junkie t-shirt and the fabulous no prize button. Ken, we begin when we can with actual votes.
Well, there was actual votes yesterday in Illinois' 2nd Congressional District. That's the Chicago South Side and the suburbs. This is the district that Jesse Jackson Jr. left in disgrace last November after a whole bunch of ethics violations and, of course, some health problems as well. Anyway, Robin Kelly easily won the district. It's overwhelmingly Democratic. As you know, Neil, your favorite word is tantamount. Yes,
yeah.
Well, when she won the February Democratic primary, thanks to Michael Bloomberg's PAC, his anti-NRA and anti-gun pack. Robin Kelly was the beneficiary of that, and so she won with 74% of the vote, an easy win as expected. She could become, you know, the way like Carolyn McCarthy of Long Island has always been the go-to person when you talk about gun violence. I mean, nothing terrible happened in Robin Kelly's family, as far as I know.
McCarthy's husband was murdered,
of course, and her son was shot as well. But that she owes her election, perhaps, to the rising anti-gun sentiment, at least in Chicago's 2nd District.
And we still have some upcoming special elections for the Senate in Massachusetts, for the House in South Carolina and Missouri.
We do. On April 30th, that's the Massachusetts Senate primary. The big news there, of course, is the Democratic side between Ed Markey and Stephen Lynch.
Civil debate last night. What is this?
We can't have that. Civil Burton was, of course, Richard Burton's wife. But of course, there's a Republican.
One of his wives.
One of his wives, right. On May 7th, is South Carolina's 1st Congressional District. That's Mark Sanford and Elizabeth Colbert Bush. On June 4th, the Missouri special election, the seat that Joanne Emerson, Republican, left, resigned. And on June 25th is the Massachusetts special election.
And you mentioned the South Carolina race, where, of course, a former governor, Mark Sanford, is trying to make a redemption run. And, well, in New York, it looks like Anthony Weiner, the disgraced former congressman, might try a run for mayor if people can stomach that.
Well, I think it's a little below the stomach, but I'm sorry. But anyway, no, actually what it is that, you know, we talk about redemption, and of course Mark Sanford talked about that, and we make jokes about the Appalachian Trail and soulmates and everything. Somehow, Weiner jokes don't work as well, but the point is that Anthony Weiner ran for mayor in 2005, lost the Democratic primary, was ready to run again in 2009, but he didn't like the way that Michael Bloomberg had all this money, and he was planning to run until the scandal last June 2011, when he tweeted pictures of his crotch, I guess, and of course that appeared everywhere. First, he said his tweet was hacked, and then he said that it was, you know, dirty tricks. And then ultimately he admitted it, and he resigned from Congress.
And his interview, he and his wife gave an interview to the New York Times Magazine, which is already on their website and will appear in Sunday's issue of that newspaper. In the
New York Times Magazine, right. And he has $4.3 million in his bank account. He wants to be mayor of New York, and he thinks...
He was planning to run for mayor of New York.
He certainly was, and he was a front runner, actually, until that scandal. He thinks people will look the other way, but look, just like Mark Sanford in South Carolina, you know, you have to see what
you know, the Republican nomination for mayor. I guess that,
yeah, no, that, anyway. would be a fun race, right?
In the meantime, we have the unusual case in Kentucky. Mitch McConnell, of course, the minority leader in the United States Senate, taped by a leaker who gave the tape to Mother Jones, saying very embarrassing things, opposition research, mostly nasty things about the person he thought might be an opponent at the time, Ashley Judd.
Well, here's what we know. We know that Mitch McConnell says that his campaign office was bugged. This was a February 2nd meeting of McConnell, who was there most of the time with some of his campaign aides, and they were talking about how to go against their Democratic opponents. At the time, Ashley Judd looked like the leading Democrat there, and they were talking about, they were making fun of her mental illness, and she had suicidal tendencies when she was a youngster, all these kind of things, and they were kind of having a good time with it. So the left says, you know, they're attacking women, they're mocking depression. How could you mock candidates for depression? And Mitch McConnell, the Republican, saying, wait a second, this is illegal bugging. Somebody illegally taped this conversation. Why is the left, which is so angry at illegal wiretaps, suddenly why are they celebrating this tape? But anyway, both sides...
Mother Jones says it was not... they did not bug his office. They obtained the tape from
a source. That's right. And Mother Jones is also David Corn, the writer, was the same guy who had that 47% surreptitious tape of Mitt Romney during that luncheon. So they've gotten some juicy stuff.
In the meantime, we have some people on the line who think they know the answer to this week's trivia question, and that is the last member of Congress to serve from two different states, 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. We'll start with Robert, and Robert with us from Baltimore.
Dennis Kucinich.
Well, good answer, although Dennis Kucinich didn't do it when he was redistricted.
Oh, he was going to run in Washington.
But it would have been Dennis, but he didn't do it.
All right. Thanks very much for the call. Let's see. We go next to this is Donna. Donna with us from Kansas City.
Yes, I was going to guess Hillary Clinton.
Well, Hillary Clinton, of course, grew up in Illinois, was served as a lawyer in Arkansas and First Lady of Arkansas, and then, of course, is a senator from New York.
But, of course, only ran for one office, and that was in New York. She never ran for another office, of course, unlike, not including the presidency, but for different states, right?
All right. Thanks, Donna. Let's see. We go next to, this is James. James with us from Winston-Salem.
Yes. Is it Lamar Alexander?
Lamar Alexander was elected both governor and senator, but both from Tennessee, not from any other state.
What about that flannel shirt, though?
That's right.
I thought he was in Kentucky.
No, you're thinking of Ashley Judd. Oh, no, she's from Tennessee.
Thanks very much. Let's go to Scott, and Scott with us from Southbury, Connecticut.
Hello, gentlemen. My guess is Robert F. Kennedy.
Robert F. Kennedy, until he ran for president in 68 and, of course, assassinated while he was running for president, only ran for one office. He did grow up in Massachusetts, but he did run for the Senate from New York in 1964. That's the only office he ran for.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Let's go to John. John with us from Salem, Massachusetts.
Hi. Is it Ed Markey?
Well, Ed Markey, again, is the congressman from Massachusetts. He's been there since 1977, but that's the only – I mean, he may have served in local office before that, but he's only from Massachusetts, hasn't run for Congress from any other state.
Oh, I thought it was Maryland.
Okay. Thanks very much. Let's see if we go next to Leslie. Leslie with us from Oakland.
Yes, hi. I want to say Ed Foreman.
Ed Foreman?
Uh-huh.
Who's that? Wait a second. That's the right answer.
Ding, ding, ding. April Fool's,
Ken. How do people know this? Anyway, Ed Foreman was elected.
Wait a minute. Wayne sent in an email. We have Ed Foreman on email, so we have two winners.
Wait, so if we have two, then it's Ed Aitman, not Foreman. Because it's two. Anyway, Ed Foreman was elected to the House from Texas in 1962, defeated in 64, then moved to New Mexico, elected to the House in 68, defeated in 1970. Ed Foreman is the correct answer.
So, Leslie, stay on the line, and we will collect your particulars and send you a free Political Junkie T-shirt and, of course, the fabulous No Prize Political Junkie button, and congratulations.
Okay, I'm thrilled. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you Did she sound thrilled?
She sounded thrilled.
Okay, right,
that's
okay.
What thrilled is like.
Well, you know, I don't know. Okay.
All right. In the meantime,
yes.
We have some, we mentioned some people who might be running for office. Scott Brown might run for Senate in New Hampshire, as you said. But
did you know, by the way, Daniel Webster was elected to the House from New Hampshire?
The devil, you say.
And the Senate from Massachusetts. So Daniel Webster did serve in both those two states.
Chelsea Clinton did not rule out the possibility that one day, maybe, under certain circumstances.
She said she would do that. And not only is Chelsea Clinton talking about it, of course, she said this on NBC News and in an interview with Parade magazine, but also not only is her mother thinking about running for office.
What's her name?
Hillary.
Hillary
Clinton, right? Talking about 2016. But her mother-in-law.
What happens at the beach? Never mind. Okay. Moving right along.
Do we have a two-hour show? Marjorie Margolis Mezvinsky is Chelsea Clinton's mother-in-law, former member of Congress from Pennsylvania.
Bucks County, wasn't it?
I think Bucks or Montgomery. I think it was Bucks County, but it was the 13th District. Alison Schwartz, who is a member of Congress now, is going to run for governor of Pennsylvania next year. Marjorie Margolis Mezvinsky. Do we have time
to say that three times fast?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is talking about running for the office that she held for one term in the 1990s.
And there is also some controversy this week over the trip to Cuba by Beyonce and Jay-Z, a, of course, celebrity couple. The administration says they are there on a cultural exchange visas. This is all perfectly legal. Some members of Congress are a little upset with that, including the chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Right, right. And she said that this is just violating some U.S. laws, and they said no. But you know who wasn't too unhappy
That's
with
it? Ileana Ross Layton, of course.
Exactly, Ileana Ross Layton. But Dennis Rodman wasn't unhappy about that. He said it was okay with him.
Okay. Political junkie Ken Rudin is with us every Wednesday, and he will be staying with us. After a short break, we're going to turn to the wheeling and dealing on guns and immigration. We'll be back in just a minute. Ken, stay with us. I'm Neil Conan. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.